streaming service. Amen. So we're going to have a great time in the Lord. All right, we are in Genesis 8 and 1, and I need your prayers. Y'all praying? Amen. Genesis 8 and 1 is where we'll find ourselves. God bless all of our streamers today. Remember. I wanted to see who knew that. Me. Y'all remember that song? Everybody say it. Remember. Come on, let's say it. Remember. Sing it like your mama sang it. Oh, oh Lord. Remember. We got to move on. So let's get to that part. Y'all remember it? Put those hands up and say, Father. I got a praise team. Come on here. I stretch. You got your hands stretched? My head to thee. No other help I know. No. No other. I'm gonna say that one more time. Look at your neighbor and say, do you know how to open your mouth? No, don't play with him. Ask him again. Say, do you remember how you used to sing and open your mouth real wide? How many know when you really need help, you holler? Let me just hear y'all holler for a second. Oh, you know how to say it. You know how to say it. Father. Y'all didn't need him saying, what you stretching? Hey, to no other help. No other help. Now, if you need him, just say it one more time. Remember me. Remember. Lord, I love you today. Here I am. All that needs is attention. Wave to him and say, here I am. Remember. Oh, Lord. Y'all don't know this. Do Lord, remember me. Do Lord. Remember me. Do. sick time come. When I'm sick and can't get well,
Lord, remember me.
When I'm sick and can't get well,
Lord, remember me.
I wish I had a few jumpers with me. Oh, when I'm sick.
Lord, remember me.
When I'm sick, can't get well.
Lord, remember me.
When I'm sick and can't get well.
Lord, remember me. Do Lord, remember me.
One last time. Do Lord.
Do Lord. Do Lord. Lord, remember me.
Before you sit down, somebody bless him. Don't sit down without blessing. Oh. I feel Jesus. Y'all feel Jesus. Ask your neighbor, do you feel the Lord in the room? It's my fire. Somebody open your mouth and tell your neighbor, it's like fire.
Fire.
I didn't come for no funeral this morning. Be seated, but on your way down, ask your neighbor, say, I got something to praise God for. What about you? He woke me up this morning. Somebody died last night, but I made it. Way down to your seat, tell somebody it's all right anyhow.
It's all right anyhow.
Hey, the devil don't like it. Scripture, but tell your neighbor, I may be tired, but I still got a praise. I don't want the devil to think you got me down just because I'm tired. If I couldn't say a word, we'll be right back. but I feel like walking in the Holy Ghost for a minute. I want the devil to know you can't kill my praise. You can't have my joy. After all that I've been through. Still got joy. I wish I had somebody to help me preach. Look at somebody and say, still got joy. Wake up. Do you not know what you went through last week was a setup by the devil to make you not praise God? But I will bless the Lord. Remembered Genesis 8 and 1. And God remembered. Since there's nobody here but us, we can read as many times as we want to. And so together we read those three words. Let's read it together real strong and loud. What does it say? And God remembered. You may be seated. I love it when the daughters praise the Lord. The daughters praise him. Shout, O Judah. Don't y'all, let me stop. So the antediluvian period was one of the most remarkable periods in the history of humankind. We speak of the antediluvian period, we're speaking of those events that take place, and really the period that takes place in the very first few chapters of the book of Genesis. I don't think that this morning that I have to tell you that in just a few chapters, a whole lot of time is covered. I believe many, many years. Scholars may differ with me. I'm just a little ghetto preacher. But I believe thousands, tens of thousands, millions of years are covered in the first few chapters of Genesis. There are those who question the Bible, deride the scripture, and say, that can't be, I want more detail and more information. Truth be told, our finite mind couldn't process that kind of information. How could we process millions of years when we don't even remember what happened last week? I don't know about y'all. I'm struggling with yesterday. I don't think I'm alone. Any of y'all ever wake up in the morning and wonder where you is? I was somewhere else. And we're finite creatures, limited perception, limited understanding. And so God can't tell us everything and give us everything, I guess, because if he did, he wouldn't be God. We'd be God. So some things he holds to himself. He gives us enough so we can make it. He gives us enough so we can survive, gives us enough so we can trust him, believe him. That really is part of faith walk. Faith walk is partial information. Huh? What does that mean? We walk by faith and not by what? I don't live by what I see. I live by what I believe. And it takes just as much faith. I hope somebody will catch this. I'm not going to be long. I really want to go 20 minutes because I'm tired like you are. But it takes just as much faith to believe God for the past as it does for your future. And that's not going to make sense with everybody. I believe the record of Scripture. Am I alone, or do you believe the Bible too? whatever your Bible is held on, and if you didn't bring your phone and the Bible's not on your phone, point up where it was on the screen, but tell somebody, I believe every word in this book. I wasn't there, but I believe that. I wasn't there when the sons of the morning sang together. But if God said they sang, they sang. And so the import of Scripture is correct. In the beginning, God did what? Y'all gonna work with me? What did he do? Created the heavens and the earth. And did y'all know there's nothing made that God didn't make? Nothing exists that God did not bring into existence. And And whatever you created, you still ain't God. Amen. Because whatever you created what God had already created. But God made the universe without any pre-existing material. Just spoke the word, and here it comes into existence. Fast forward. We go through a lot of changes. Humankind is created. And it was well for a while until man took matters into his own hands. And you know what happened. We're not going to indict one gender over another. But in the end, Adam and Eve experienced expulsion from the Garden of Eden. God dispatched cherubim to guard the way back into the garden. And here we are in the conundrum that we're in. What you see in early Genesis is decadence. You witness the decline of humanity. Adam probably wasn't bad as y'all think he was. He got us in a mess, but he wasn't as bad as y'all think he was. This is my theory. I believe we're going to see Adam on the other side. Now, that's just my theory. I know y'all, well, he going to hell. Well, okay. He put us through so much hell, he need to go to hell. I know you're saying. But I believe we're going to see Adam on the other side. I think there was something to God dressing him up. I can't get nobody to walk with me today. Without the shedding of blood, there can be what? No remission of sins. And that was symbolic of what God was doing. He got animal skins and dressed Adam and Eve up when their nakedness was exposed. And it indicates to me that something was sacrificed. Amen. To bring Adam back into proximity with God. But yet, there's decadence. We read the next generation. Fratricide takes place, and Abel is killed by who? Would y'all ask your neighbor who killed Abel? Tell him you're supposed to know that. You're supposed to know that. It was not Harry, y'all. It wasn't Harry. Cain, I'm just having fun. Cain killed Abel. Decadence. And that threw everything into disorder. Seth comes in, and we put Seth in the genealogical connection of Christ, and the Bible story continues on. But Seth's a bright spot. But the truth is, as a whole, the world is chaotic. The outlook is bleak. We're in a state of hopelessness. The world is listening, and it really looks like Satan is going to have his way. He's going to do his thing. He's going to prevail, and he is, oh my, he's cutting up, he's raging, and all in this compact group of chapters, we read about all kind of stuff, amen, breaking out in the earth. And when you get right to the crux of it, the Bible begins to talk about how wicked humankind had become. There seems to be some mixing of stuff that was going on. I think there's a scripture. Are y'all walking with me today? There's a scripture in the Bible. It says that the sons of God, y'all remember that? They saw who? The daughters of men, and that they were fair. And you know, there's a whole lot of speculation about what that meant. Now, something was wrong, but I don't know if I can agree with those that read Clarence Larkin's and some of those old dispensationalists and the thoughts that they've come up with about the sons of God. There's some who believe the sons of God were angels, and that the angels came down. I don't feel nobody praying for me. The angels came down and cohabitated with humankind. That's in your Bible. There's some that believe that, that the angels slept with women, and then that's where Nephilim came from, these giant-like men who were in the earth. And they believe it was a union between angels and women, human women. I don't believe that, because in the New Testament, when Jesus speaks about the angelic host, they tried to catch him up one time, the scholars of his day, and they brought to Jesus. Now, this woman was married to one brother, and he died, and then she married another brother, and he died. And it was the culture of that time. There were successive marriages. You had to take on the widow of your blood brother, and she must have been a black widow, because she went to a whole lot of brothers. If I had been that last brother, I'd have been afraid to. Y'all ain't said, no, that's all right. I'm gonna take care of you, but you stay there and I'll stay here. but that was the custom in scripture. So they said, we're gonna tie Jesus up. And so they said, well, when she died and everybody gets to the other side, I wish I had somebody helping me preach. When we get to the other side, they said, well, whose wife is she going to be? Now, that's going to be a mess. You know that's going to be a mess. I had her first, you know. But the Lord said, oh, no, you don't understand the kingdom. He said, because when we get to the other side, the institution of marriage as we know it will all be over. Because all of us are going to be married to, I can't get no help here. You better enjoy your husband and wife now, because when we go to the other side, that's over, y'all. And he explained it this way. He said, because we will be like the angels. That indicates to us that angels are asexual beings. Now, that doesn't justify any of these modern thoughts today. It just references. Would somebody tell me preach today? It references that realm of authority. There won't be gender, Elder Levi, and thank you for that wonderful vitamin you gave us today. There won't be gender, amen, over in heaven. We're going to be like the angels. Angels are neither male nor female. And I hear some of y'all, well, Bishop, what about Gabriel? And I hear y'all calling the names. And then some of y'all, I know you had personal experiences with angels. They paid you visits in the nighttime. And Bishop, whenever they came in my room, you know, they was always a man. Let me tell you something. Angels are neither women nor men. Angels are ministering spirits. I'm not getting no help today. They're ministering spirits. Well, I saw the angel. Yes, you saw the angel take on human form, but the angels are ministering spirits. I told you that story many times on the night that I was installed. I don't want to befuddle you with it, but I told you, me and Bishop Miller were driving up the highway in a little Honda, and I believe the Lord, the devil was on assignment that night to kill both me and Bishop Miller. We'd stayed up all weekend long, and we were coming to that big curve, they call it Dead Man's Curve, on I-65. And we both fell asleep, driving 60, 75 miles an hour. And I've told you that story, and it's just as real today. Something out of nowhere came and banged against that car. Hit it so hard, it woke us up. And we turned before we got there. I looked, I didn't see an object. I didn't see a man. I didn't see a woman. But I believe God dispatched his angel all day and all night. God got angels watching over me. Tell your neighbor, I see the effects of angels all over my life. I can't get no help here. Tell him I see the effects of the angels. I didn't see him with my eyes, but I see the effects. Death tried to take me out, but the angels. Surely goodness and mercy. Y'all ain't gonna help me. Ask your neighbor, how long goodness and mercy been hanging around you? Answer them back and say, all the days of my life. Nobody like God's ministering spirits and God's angels that come and hover over you and they protect you. And so you got to get all of that in context. And I said that so they weren't, but it wasn't that. I believe, however, there was something strange and mysterious about that pre-flood world. There was something strange about them. There was something in the atmosphere. People lived, you know, to be 1,000 years old. Y'all ain't said nothing. Amen. In that atmosphere that was before the flood, I believe that things were different and things were strange. I venture to say, and maybe I'll change after I do more study, I believe that the serpent, amen, had two legs. I believe that the serpent had two legs. That's what I believe. I'm sorry. It was a different world. It was a different world. Some of y'all ain't got no imagination there, but it was a different world. I believe the serpent was walking around talking to folk and was pretty, y'all. Can I get a witness? Bible says that after the fall, God put him on his belly. Now I'm going to help you real quick. You know what's wrong with humankind? Sometimes we think that we're the only part of creation that God cares about. We think that we're the only thing that God is concerned with. But creation is bigger than you and I. And we have a mission. I've changed my language. We have a mission not because we're better than the rest of the creation. We have a mission because we have been given a capacity to relate to God that no other part of the creation can relate to. There's something about human beings that God has vested so much in us, and it's all in the corpus of the words that we were created in his image. Y'all walking with me? And in his likeness. Tell somebody, I'm in the image. And y'all didn't say it. Look at your neighbor and tell them, say, I'm in the image, and I'm in the likeness of God. That's what makes me different. It doesn't make me better, but it makes me different because I was created in his image and in his likeness. I have the capacity to have a direct relationship with God. Lord, I thank you for that capacity. I thank you, Lord, because I can sense your presence and hallelujah. And I can have an understanding of who you are. I'm relatable to you because you created me in your image and in your likeness. I can worship you like no other being can worship you. Amen. When I say, look where you brought me from, I know where you brought me from. I can look back. Y'all don't want to help me today. I can look back in my history and I can see how you have worked on me. And then you gave me a song that the angels can't sing. I dare you to tell your neighbor what the song is. Y'all, don't be slow. What is that song? Tell them I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. The angels that failed God never got a second chance. Oh, but every time I failed him, he gave me another chance. I can't get no help here. I want you to ask your neighbor. Say, don't give me the answer. Say, but how many times have you failed him? How many? Y'all ain't asking nobody. How many? Amen. But you ain't got to tell all your business. Say, I failed him enough. Say, but every time I failed him, he was there. Every time I failed him, he came through. Every time I dropped the ball, you know what he did? He picked the ball up, cleaned the ball off, cleaned me up, put us back together another time. You're too proud to praise him. But I'll praise him for a second chance. Then I'll thank him for my third chance. Then I'll bless him for my fourth chance. Somebody clap your hand. Praise him for chances. Praise him. Somebody praise him for restoration. Somebody praise him because he looked beyond your fault and saw your need. Somebody else praise him because he's still hanging around. Stuck with me when I was in my attitude. Stayed with me when I was in my funk. Kept on loving me when I didn't know how to love. Look beyond my abominable ways and ugly ways and amazing grace. Gotta move on. Gotta move on. Gotta move on. I'm gonna preach it 8 minutes. Gotta move on. So the world was messed up and everything was rancid and nasty and it was out of order and just, it was bad. Bad like today. Bad like today. Bad. Somebody just say bad like today. That's how the world was then. Just disorderliness, ungodliness, everything you can think of, it was being done. And God, because he's a holy God, the Bible says, I see this dysfunction in the earth. So there was some kind of unholy liaison. I'm going back now to the sons of God that saw the daughters of men. See, when you don't know, just say you don't know all the details, but something was out of order. It wasn't angels marrying women, but something was out of order. Somebody was getting together that shouldn't have got together. Somebody, I can't talk to y'all today, but I feel like talking to somebody. I'm gonna make somebody mad. You save. What you doing with the unsaved man? Can I say that again? You save. What you're doing with the unsaved man or the unsaved woman? They ain't been baptized in Jesus' name. They haven't spoken in another tongue. They don't have the ounce of the Holy Ghost. How you gonna take the Holy Ghost and get in bed with somebody that don't have the Holy Ghost? How can two walk together except they be agreed? Light hath no fellowship with darkness. Come out from among them. I can't get no help to preach. I need 10 people to tell me to preach anyhow. Look at your neighbor and say, come out from among them. Oh, act like you're snatching them. Look at them, look at them, look at them and say, come on out, come on out. I don't care how sweet she is. I don't care how pristine her figure is. She can have curves like a figurine. If she ain't got the Holy Ghost, she's not the right one for you. He can be tall, dark, and handsome and have more money than Bill Gates. But God said, come out from among them. Touch not the unclean thing. I got a better thing for you. If you just hold out and wait on me, I got no, y'all ain't saying. I need somebody to help me preach prophetical. Turn and tell folk people. Amen. God told Bishop to tell me to tell you I got something better for you. I got. Then go right back at him and say, he said, I can see better than you can see. Mm-hmm. You looking on the outside, but I see the inside. You looking at one moment. He said, but I'm looking at the span of your life. Trust in the Lord. I want to preach this morning. Stop leaning to your own understanding. I didn't. That wasn't scripted today. You better let them get saved. You better let God get a hold of them. They're going to jack you up. They're going to mess up your life. You got something too good to let the devil have. Hold to your integrity. Swear to your own hurt and change not. I'd rather die with Jesus. I got to leave that alone. Something happened. Then I turned the clock off, y'all. I don't know why. Something happened. I got to close. Something happened. Go right back at everybody and tell them, and the pastor love you. Something happened. I feel somebody get mad in the room. Something happened. And things were out of order. And so the Bible says when this started happening, that's why he's got to, Lord help me, he's trying to keep, amen, the church sanctified. And even with our imperfect ways, he's trying to keep us sanctified. There's still supposed to be something special about us. And we got to kind of stay in the yard, even amid cosmopolitan sway. I'm sorry, y'all. I feel God pushing me to follow peace with all men and holiness without which, I'll just preach to me, no man shall see the Lord. They got to be still some boundaries, still some boundaries. I may as well go here today. Still some boundaries. Some of y'all get married and get unsaved at the reception. Still. Still some boundaries. Don't buy boundaries. That's why I don't want y'all to invite me to the reception. But I wonder, but I'm trying to figure out what in the world is going on when you can't invite the pastor to your reception. What's going on? Y'all gonna make me preach another way. What's going on? What's going on? What you listening to? Oh, what are you listening to? Amen. What's going through your ear gate? Why is the lust demon so strong? Because you're listening to lust demon music, and you say there's no harm in it, but it gets in your spirit and in your system. And that's why you have those nasty dreams. Because you've been singing about everybody but Jesus all day long. That's why. Everybody tell somebody. I may lose some members this morning, but tell somebody, got to be some boundaries. Amen. Amen. They singing about being naked. That's why you come to church naked with your dress off. Because that stuff is in your spirit. Now I know why you don't see nothing wrong with it, because it's in your spirit. You've been meditating on the wrong thing. But I heard David say, in his law doth he meditate. I need somebody that's still saved to tell somebody, when you see me coming, I got him on my mind. What you been thinking about? I got Jesus on my mind. I'm not just saved at church. I'm saved at home. I'm not just, y'all going to make me preach. And somebody that want me to preach, say, preach, pastor. I'm not just saved at home. I'm saved at church. I'm saved on my job. I'm saved at the wedding and at the reception. If I don't drink on Sunday, I don't drink on Monday. I can't get no help here, but I feel like being the pastor today. Somebody help me. Look at somebody and said, God said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And then tell him, touch not the unclean thing, If you touch it, it'll contaminate you. If you touch it, it'll corrupt you. If you touch it, you'll lose your anointing. And I don't know about you. I've gone through too much to get this anointing that I have. I want the devil to know you can't have what God put in me. I can't get no help. I got to quit preaching. What I got to preach. I'm not picking with nobody, but I got to say it in my spirit. What you doing shacking and saved? What you doing? I'm sorry. I was going to moan, but I got pulled another way. What you doing shacking? Look at your neighbor. Sad in the sanctuary. I'm not after nobody. God just put it in my spirit to say right now, look at somebody and say, what we doing shacking up in here? We've been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. The devil is a liar. It shouldn't be named among you that they good enough for you to shack with. If he's good enough for you, I'm going to go there. Sister, if he's good enough for you to set it out. Then he ought to put a ring on your finger. I can't get no help here. I wish somebody would tell me to preach anyhow, Pastor. Y'all didn't say it like you wanted. Y'all want me to quit. If you want me to quit, say quit. If you want me to keep preaching, say preach. We got to get this thing together. No wonder we can't get a breakthrough. No wonder. No wonder we can't get a miracle, because we don't get reminded of what holiness is. You can't have the Holy Ghost and do what you want to do and go where you want to go and wear what you want to wear and act like you want to act. When Jesus comes into your life, there's a change. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And so I just want to get that in your system. It's 12 o'clock and my time is gone. I've messed up the service because I told you still got to live right. I messed up. I need somebody to tell your neighbor. See, sometimes I think I'm so nice that y'all think I don't believe in holiness, but I still believe in holiness. There's still a way you ought to dress. You ain't got to be a washwoman, but there is a dress that's too short. Y'all know I don't go here every day, but this is just a reminder. Look at that sister. That brother, you be quiet, but sisters, look at sisters and tell them there still is a dress that's too short. I heard some smart person say, well, how short is short? I'll show you. It's about here. About right here. That's too short. It ain't got to sweep the floor. You ain't got to have no. Show your pretty legs. Show your pretty legs. But it don't need to get too far up the thigh, because that's too short. You about to show your business. That's too short. Y'all don't like me. I'll quit. I won't say another word unless y'all tell me. I'm going in my study unless y'all say, come on back. Okay. All right. Show your neighbor where short is if you're a woman. Men, stay out of it. Women, talk. Back in the day, the mothers used to teach the younger sisters. But the mothers can't teach the younger sisters because the mother's dress is here. With your old self. Your old self. You don't know how silly you look. You too old for that. Too old for that. I'm not putting nobody down. You too old for that. It ain't as firm as it used to be. You too old. You know you too old. Shaking and a jiggling. Lord, forgive me. I don't mean to go out here. Some things don't make no sense. Am I going to lose my members today? There's just boundaries. Everybody tell somebody, you can look good, even a little sassy, but there are boundaries. There's a place called propriety. There's a thing called modesty. Can I get a witness? And so take this definition. Too short is about here. Too short is when you can't sit down without all your business showing. That's too short. That's too short. Now I'm done with that. I'm done with that. How am I doing, Lacey? How am I doing? This old school preaching right now. Where Austin? Where Austin go? Where Austin? Austin, am I all right? This is old stuff. And when you preach stuff like this now, they call you outdated and old and fogey. You're no longer relevant. Let me tell y'all something. I don't want to be the church of what's happening now. I want to be God's church. Tired of all. We just done went too far. We done went too far. What you doing with a body shirt on, man, in this Sunday morning service? What you doing? What you doing? All the papples of your strong physique showing with your nipple pressing through. And the sisters are sitting there lusting after you when they should be as the heart panteth after the water brooks. They're lusting after you because you let the devil deceive you. And you get up in here and you want the attention that God ought to be having. It's a dangerous place to play in the worship service. I can't get no help. Somebody help me preach. I got to close here today. I didn't mean to go down that street, but today I want everybody to tell somebody it's time to bring it on back in. It's time. I want you to tell everybody around you that. I don't care how old they are, how young they are. Look at everybody and tell them it's time. It's time. 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 Y'all ain't saying it. Say it strong. Say it strong. Nobody want to say it. Say it strong. Tell them we just done gone too far. We done drifted too far. Bring it on back in. Bring it on. Bring it on back in. I want to go to church and enjoy the presence of the Lord. I want to look at the praise team and not got to shield my eyes and look another way while I'm trying to have church. Y'all don't want to help me. I feel like preaching here today. Tell somebody, bring it in. Bring it in. Y'all won't help me. This aisle, shout to that aisle. That aisle, shout to this aisle. Tell them, bring it on in. Bring it. Come on. Come on. Act like you act when you're out. Come on. Work that head. Look back at me. Say, bring it on in. Bring it up. Now, you do it back to them. You do it back to them. Say, bring it on in. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it! Bring it on in. I don't have time to tell the whole story. I know somebody say, Pastor, you don't already told enough, but I'm just going to close today. I read the words and God remembered and I really had come. I didn't mean to get into all of that, Pastor Highball, but I hope, am I okay, Pastor Highball? I wasn't trying. Am I all right? Am I all right? I didn't mean to get into Dr. Averett. Am I focused this morning? I didn't mean to get into all of that. Amen. It's too late. Too late, sisters, to go pull in your dress. Just take it on there. Too late. Too late. I still love you. Jesus loves you. Amen. Don't you leave out of here mad. This is just that one Sunday when it's ding, you got mail. That's all. Take it on home and come on back next Sunday. You better not leave, Cam. Just come on back because that's what I really wanted to talk to you about. I wanted to talk to you about the church. I wanted to talk to you about how abominable, amen, the world had become, Pastor Jared Moore. And the Bible says it repented God that he had ever made man. It repented him. He said, I'm going to destroy him. He said, I'm going to wipe him out from the earth. He He said, I'm gonna wipe him out. I'm gonna wipe him out. I'm gonna wipe him out. He said, but there is a man there. There is a house. Amen. A man called Noah. And you read a couple of chapters earlier. It said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Look at your name. I got 3 minutes and 46 seconds. And say, my name ain't Noah, but I found his grace. My name is not Noah. Oh, but I found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And the Bible says that God instructed Noah to build an ark and go get some gopher wood. I can't tell the story. Go back and read it yourself. They've got some gopher wood and put it together and built a boat. I don't know if they ever had seen a boat before. Amen. Because the Bible says up until that time, it had never rained before. I wish I could preach here today. It never rained before. And Noah became a preacher of righteousness. God had him design that ark, Mother Johnson. He designed it and pitched it on the inside and pitched it on the outside and just made one entryway and one exit way. Y'all will get that on the way home. Just one entryway and one exit way. Y'all will get that on the way home. One entryway, one exit way. One. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name. He said, build it. And he said, I want you to go preach for 120 years. He went around and preached, it's going to rain, it's going to rain, it's going to rain. Oh, I hear old Mother Pooh in my ear right now. Come on in the ark now. She would sing that song, it's going to rain. We done quit preaching about rain. We done quit preaching about judgment. We done quit preaching about hell. We don't preach that no more. You out of vogue when you mention hell. You're ignorant when you talk about judgment. And then the Bible says, because the judgment of God is not executed speedily. I'm gonna take this off myself. The judgment of God is not executed speedily. I believe I got to go to work today. Amen. The judgment of God is not executed speedily. He said, the hearts of men are ever set, amen, to do evil and to do wicked. People do wicked because they think that the rain ain't gonna fall. They do wicked because they don't believe that Jesus is coming back. But I come to tell somebody this morning, hell is still hot. And Jesus is coming back. It's going to rain after a while. Shake your neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, you may not want to fool with me this morning. You may not like what the pastor, y'all don't even talk to your neighbor. Get your preacher voice and say, hey, neighbor, you may not like me this morning. You may not like what the preacher is preaching this morning, but tell him hell is still hot. And Jesus is soon to come. I wish I was in a sanctified church. I wish I was in a Pentecostal church. I wish I was still in a holiness church where the saints got glad when you talked about holiness. When the saints got glad when you talked about the change that Jesus brings in your life. Everybody don't have this testimony, but you that have it today, would you look at your neighbor and say, hey, neighbor, I'm not the same anymore since Jesus came into my life. I don't do what I used to do. I don't go where I used to go. I don't act like I used to act. I wish I was in an apostolic church. What kind of church is this? look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't know what the Lord did for you when he saved you, but when he saved me, I wasn't altogether perfect, but there was a change in my life. I let my sweetheart go. I put my cigarettes down. I can't get no help. Let me go to the side of the church where I can get some help today. When you ask your neighbor, did he change you? When he saved you, y'all ain't gonna help me. Find another neighbor and say, hey, neighbor, did he change you when he saved you? I don't know about you, but when he saved me, he put love in my heart. When he saved me, I loved my enemies. When he saved me, I treated my enemies right. When he saved me, I feel like preaching to myself. I came out the club. I came off the disco floor. I stopped dancing with sinners, and I started dancing with Jesus. I leap for joy. I enter his gates. Nobody want to help me preach, but I'm going to preach anyhow. Tell somebody I'm still dancing, but I'm not at the club on Saturday night. Say, I'm still dancing, but I'm not dancing at the wedding reception. I'm still dancing. If y'all don't say amen, I'm going to preach harder today. Say, I got a new partner, and his name is Jesus. That's why I don't come to church dead. Y'all ain't gonna help me preach. Point back at the door and say, hey, neighbor. I can't hear nobody. Say, hey, neighbor. I don't know how you came to church today, but I entered his gates with thanksgiving. I came into his courts with praise. He brought me up of the miry clay. He set my feet. When you help me preach, somebody set your feet. Say, he set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, a song of his praises. I don't know about you, but I can't help but praise him. I don't know about you today, but I can't help but give him glory. He saved me and put me in the church. He saved me and put me in the ark. He saved me. Somebody say, he saved me. If you're glad about it, pat yourself on the chest and holler at somebody and say, oh, he saved me. Saved me from my ugly ways. Saved me from my nasty habits. Saved me from a devil's hell. Put me in the church. Thank God for the church today. It's the old ship of Zion. I'm so glad that I'm in the church. The Bible says he took Noah, put him in the ark. He shut the door. I wish I had me a praying church. He shut the door. Would you tell your neighbor, when he saved me, he shut the door. I can't leave. I can't go back. I can't walk away. Y'all won't help me preach, but he shut the door. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. When you open your mouth and say, hey, devil, you can't have me. I belong to God. I come over here to stay. Nobody want to help me preach, but I want to preach this morning. If you came to stay, look at your neighbor. If you're a sister, put your hand on your hip. If you're a brother, put it behind your back and say, hey, neighbor, I come over here to stay. I'm stuck in the ark. God got me boxed in. When I want to go back, he won't let me leave. When I tried to give up, he wouldn't let me give up. When I couldn't help myself, he picked me up and carried me. I wish somebody would talk back to me. Would you get your preacher voice and say, would you get your preacher voice and say, I'm over here to stay. Through the storm, through the rain, through sickness, through pain. Yes, it's a mess in the ark. Yes, it's a mess in the church. Yes, I'm dealing with skunks, two-faced people, backbiters. Yes, messy pigs, disorderly cows, barking dogs, nasty insects. But I'd rather stay in the ark than die in the flood. I'm a hold on. I can't get no help. I'm a hold on. I don't hear nobody talking to me. Can I get somebody to help me talk and say, I'm gonna hold on. I'm gonna hold on. It's messy, but I'm holding on. It's nasty, but I'm holding on. It's dirty, but I'm holding on. My feelings get hurt, but I'm holding on. I get depressed, but I'm holding on. He told me, no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. I'm holding on. I'm holding on. I'm holding on.